This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans cheering after passing the massive mega bill. The vote 218 to 214, with two Republicans joining Democrats to vote against the mega bill that stalled in both the House and Senate due to deep cuts to Medicaid and other programs that will offset tax breaks for the wealthy. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says in the end, Congress and the White House were unified.
We had a vision for what we wanted to do as a group. We believed in the election cycle last fall that we were going to be given this great blessing of unified government.
President Trump also declaring victory. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The press secretary posting victory because this is a huge win for President Trump. I mean, this could be the most consequential piece of legislation that President Trump signs for the rest of his term. And he will be taking a victory lap later today. He's going to Iowa, and that is going to be part of the process of selling this bill to the American public.
He'll also sign the bill tomorrow on July 4th. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway after a section of the wing flap to a Delta Airlines jet fell out of the sky and landed on someone's driveway overnight. The Boeing 737-900 was coming in for a landing at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Coney Island's famed competition, going old school. The man with the biggest bite at Nathan's Coney Island hot dog eating contest for July 4th is back.
It was 2023 when we last heard this.
I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut!
Joey Chestnut was excluded from the competition last year because of a contract dispute, but this year he'll be back on the boardwalk. The yearly dog fight has been held since 1972, and professional competitive eater Joey Chestnut is by far the person with the most wins. This 4th of July, he'll be looking for his 17th Coney Island first place medal and trying to break his world record of wolfing down 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast tonight calling for lows of 70, southeast winds of 5, scattered showers and storms likely. 4th of July Friday, sunny with highs of 92, south winds 10 to 15, but heat index readings could be up into the upper 90s. Friday night, warm with lows of 72, and then on Saturday, look for showers and storms likely by midday, highs of 88. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 and it's 90 degrees.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Yeah, the wheels are turning in my mind. If all that's left to do is walk away, then maybe I'm as gone as yesterday. But if there's something you still need to say, you need to say it now. Hurry up and slow me down. Slow me down.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Haley Withers and Nate Smith. Before that, Sarah Evans. Already the 4 o'clock hour on this Thursday, July 3rd. Not yet July 4th. Before we get there, though, a lot of things you should be, enjoying today for food. It's National Fried Clam Day, National Eat Your Beans Day, National Chocolate Wafer Day as well. Oh, and it also happens to be National Compliment Your Mirror Day. I always do that. You know, every time I walk by, I catch a glimpse. I'm like, hey, man, you're one handsome dude. I'm just glad that they know that I actually don't have a roommate because, you know, that guy, he's a stunning dude. Here's Delaney Ann.
Home's where the heart is. Mine's never been attached. I hit 232. Those old railroad tracks, a dirt road with potholes. Suddenly, I swear I'm a kid again. My handprint in concrete, right next to my sister's. It's been there too long for us to remember. We grew up past those doors and acres they bought back in '84. fire and we flip through old memories. He told us some stories about our family history, a county road and ranch, bringing me right back to who I am. And I really didn't get it for most of my life, all those days in the sun fixing what he could find. I think now I do. He left more than land down to 32. Changing, but not out in Grimes. I swing open that gate and go back in time. If home's where the heart is, mine's on that front porch, just like my dad and like his dad before. If I ever get lost, I know just what I'll do. I'll find my way.
I risk life and limb. It was plain to see that my wife was in that honeydew mood again. Well, buddy, that ain't nothing. I barely made it out the door. She was praying and cussing like she was about to wage a holy war. I got so mad she was biting her lip. She turned her head and I gave her the slip. Now we're all in the same boat. Pass me a beer and a fishing pole. Let's find a spot and drop that anchor down. We're really living the high life. Any abating blue skies. We left all our worries back in. I bet he weighed 6 pounds. And by the way, I thought you said you wore the bridges in your house. She don't run my life. I do as I please. And that minnow you couldn't seem to land didn't look that big to me. You boys are good at telling. We'll be right back.
T-Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
4th of July in Lone Rock is not just a date, it's tradition, community, it's hometown pride. Join us starting July 3rd in the evening, followed by a full day Friday at Fireman's Park. Begin with a playful 5K water run walk, then wander to the marketplace from 7 until 4, where Gina's Creations brings handmade treasures and party light lights up your home with beautiful candles. At 11 a.m., the annual parade marches with pride. Shortly after, a chicken barbecue. Tap your foot to live music and cheer on youth softball and baseball teams. Don't miss the sand wrestling match at 1 p.m., then gather the kids for bounce houses and games throughout the afternoon. As day turns to night, everyone, and we mean everyone, looks up to the sky for the spectacular fireworks, and that wraps up the celebration. It's free, it's fun, and it's all American. See you July 3rd and 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, where community comes to life.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The 3rd Annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in Nicos Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Life is filled with decisions, some required, and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
100.9 WRCO. I'm traveling around the country like a rambling man, from state to state, town to town, with a five-piece band. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Met them all, Grandpa Jones to Billy Ray. I'm living this country music every single day. It's been a long, hard ride, but man, what a hell. toe when I came to town. My chances were slim. That it would take a whole lot of money just to be like them. I didn't have the cash, and I sure had the time. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Ain't got a dime, but I spend my time like it's hard-earned cash. I spend it all every single day. I don't keep no stash. This country music's burning deep in this heart of mine.
That white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time. I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my
later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man.
Chapter or the verse,
but you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know, I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live,
this can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
Yeah.
is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans and the White House taking a victory lap after the House voted to pass the final version of the mega bill. It came after a long and contentious haul through Congress. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The White House believes that in the passage of this bill, the president is fulfilling what the American people voted for. It includes extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. These are tax cuts primarily for the wealthiest Americans. It also includes ending taxes on tips and overtime, something that President Trump had campaigned on. But it also includes steep cuts to food assistance and Medicaid. We're talking about estimates that more than 11 million Americans could lose their health care coverage in the next decade. It also adds an estimated trillions of dollars to the federal deficit.
A rural clinic in Nebraska says it's already closing its doors due to the impending Medicaid cuts. President Trump wanted it finalized by July 4th. He's expected to sign it tomorrow. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Hometown and baseball games tonight, Hollandale at Arena, which we'll have on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Middleton is at Black Earth also tonight. On the 4th of July schedule, games tomorrow include Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb at Ridgeway, Dodgeville at Wyota, Verona at Muscadet. They're all 1 o'clock start times. And special baseball in Mazamani, where they have a community celebration and a game against Cross Plains at 4. And Reedsburg plays at 4 at Nishan Park against Sauk Prairie. The Brewers go for a series win tonight with Jose Quintana on the mound going against the New York Mets. And Packers CEO Mark Murphy completes his 18-year run of leading the only publicly held NFL franchise 3 weeks from tomorrow, Friday, July 25th. Murphy will be succeeded by Ed Policy. During his tenure, Murphy ran things while the team won a Super Bowl, made its way through two challenging quarterback transitions, and underwent big changes at head coach and general manager. Renovations to Lambeau Field and the development of the Titletown District led to Green Bay hosting the 2025 NFL Draft. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Your forecast tonight calling for temperatures, well, to cool down a little at least, down to around 70 for a low, southeast winds of 5, scattered showers and storms likely. 4th of July Friday, sunny with highs of 92, southwest winds 10 to 15, heat index readings could be in the upper 90s. Friday night, lows down to 72, while Saturday, we'll see showers and storms likely by midday, highs of 88. Right now, it's a partly cloudy 90 degrees, no precipitation, the barometer down to 30.4, winds out of the northeast at 5. Again, it is 90 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Baby, what you say we take a ride down that dirt road? Look at that farm again. Dream about building that house by the white oak, stocking that pond with fish. Me missing you at home and being gone on the road, it's gonna pay off someday. Oh, I got some bigger plans. Oh, let's pull over for a minute so you can take a second and baby, close your eyes and picture
Marlowe, picture perfect. Well, regardless of how warm or maybe rainy it will be for the 4th of July in some spots, mostly, at least for the 4th of July, it looks like just going to be a hot day. But a lot of events going on around the different communities. We hope you have a safe 4th of July holiday, of course. But looking ahead to the weekend, the Highland Historical Society will be holding a farmer's market Saturday through as they continue to hold them Saturdays through October from 8 to 11 at the old high school building in Highland. Produce and various other items will be available for purchase. The Viroqua Farmer's Market will take place also Saturday from 8 to 12:30. Here's Chris Stapleton with Broken Halos.
Sing my Sarah, broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. We'll be right back.
walk down the road a little sideways. Cracked a brick when you hit the wall. Yeah, you've had a pocket full of regrets. Pull you down faster than a sunset. Hey, it happens to us all. When the cold hard rain just won't quit and you can't see your way out of it. You find your faith that's been lost and shaken. You take back what's been taken. Get on your knees and dig down deep. You can do what you think is impossible. Keep on believing, don't give in. It'll come and make you whole again. It always will, it always does. Love is unstoppable. Love, it can weather any storm. Bring you back to being born again. Helping hand when you need it most. A lighthouse shining on the coast that never goes down. When your heart is full of doubt and you think that there's no way out, you find your faith that's been lost and shaken. You take back what's been taken. Get on your knees and dig down deep. You can do what you think is impossible. Keep on believing.
Oh, man. should hold. Floating around in my birthday suit when a friend turned over my inner tube. Said a four-letter word and my heart sank. But now I snuck up and screamed from the bank. Don't make me have to come in there. You'd better tangle with a grizzly bear. Got about a minute to get out here. Don't make me have to come in there. Boy, don't you make me have to come in there.
Your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on the front.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in raw.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
WRCO 100.9.
Friday night hotspots line in the parking lot. Free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, "Look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half-stone." Sign outside said, "Country band, but the fiddle's out of tune, and they ain't got a telly man."
Bartender said, "See the man pounding on the keys from a hazard. I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. Plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Says, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig Van. If the fiddle's out of tune, and they ain't got a telly man." Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie, and a Waylon. Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy, and the Possum. Ain't none of them songs ever would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger lick a chicken picky telly man. Never would have got a hand if it weren't for a finger licking chicken picking telly man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard the singer say, "Hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telly man." Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie, and a Waylon. Johnny Cash, Jerry, Patsy, and the Possum. Tick-tock, clip-flop, string-pulling telly man. Bend or old fender, kick it off, telly man. One, two, three, four.
Stay stuck in mine. You drove away from me. Let me stand at the phone at midnight. I'm just trying to be real with it. Just make a deal, deal with it. I just quit hiding in the whiskey. If other women didn't have your name. If I could rearrange a couple cold memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Don't shake my hand on it, 'cause I might forget to let yours go. But I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't be leaving a drunk message at the tone. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your
service. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate.
Gavin Adcock. Well, the news is sponsored here at 5 by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction. And also in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans and the White House taking a victory lap after the House voted to pass the final version of the mega bill. It came after a long and contentious haul through Congress. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
The White House believes that in the passage of this bill, the president is fulfilling what the American people voted for. It includes extending President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. These are tax cuts primarily for the wealthiest Americans. It also includes ending taxes on tips and overtime, something that President Trump had campaigned on, but it also includes steep cuts to food assistance and Medicaid. We're talking about estimates that more than 11 million Americans could lose their health care coverage in the next decade. It also adds an estimated trillions of dollars to the federal deficit.
A rural clinic in Nebraska says it's already closing its doors due to the impending Medicaid cuts. President Trump wanted it finalized by July 4th. He's expected to sign it tomorrow. This is ABC News. A new report out by the CDC finds that younger Americans are getting